Mr. Zicker, sir.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
How'd you get along?
Well, fine. We did it just the way it was discussed. The question sure came about the South Vietnamese not meeting up to the agreement, and I made it clear I was separating the matter before us now, which is the POWs being released in accordance with the agreement, and then said that we were scrupulously adhering to the agreement and we have used our maximum influence, on others.
Of course,
but I said
it
would be
have anything to do with it.
That's right. I said it'd be incorrect to conclude that the point of the question is related and focused only on the South Vietnamese side, as statements from the South have already indicated. In other words, making it clear that the North Vietnamese were involved in violations too.
So the point is, though, that the violations of the ceasefire, I hope this has got across, that doesn't mean they can't really, they don't release the prisoners.
Absolutely. That was the whole overall theme of the briefing.
That's the briefing is contingent only on our withdrawal.
That's right. And I made that over and over. And I read to them Article 4 and Article 6 of the protocol, which clearly states it.
That's right.
Released at a rate no slower than the rate of withdrawal from South Vietnamese and U.S. forces.
Remember, as I told you, that we just, that what our American press will want to do is to put the blame on the South Vietnamese.
Right. See?
Mm-hmm. Well, if they get out, which we assume they will, these bastards will be out on another limb, won't they?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yes, they sure will.
And I hope they are.
The AP bulletin says the White House today accused Hanoi of violating a prisoner agreement with the United States and called upon the North Vietnamese to release immediately more American POWs.
And you got in the point about the Paris Agreement?
Absolutely.
Good. Good. Good.
Yes, sir.
Good deal.
Okay.
Right. And it was certainly better that I didn't do it, don't you think?
Absolutely.
Because that would have escalated it enormously. And I think we just handle it right here. Now, what we will do is, the more I think about it, is that we'll analyze the situation tomorrow morning. And if it's still in flux, we may not want to use the big gun yet.
Right.
But I will hold Friday also, see?
All right, fine.
So I'm holding Friday, because that'd still be a good day to do it, you see, at the conclusion of the Maier meeting.
Right.
Don't you agree?
Yes, sir. I think we should stay flexible.
So we'll stay either Wednesday or Friday. I'll keep both the 11 o'clocks open.
Okay, good.
Okay, fine.
Thanks, sir.